USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A weekend storm is bringing a blizzard to much of the northern U.S. with bitter cold and hazardous driving conditions due to whiteouts and black ice. Air travel is also becoming chancy. Chicago's O'Hare was closed for a time on Friday. At the Alpine Meadows Ski Resort in Lake Tahoe on the border of California and Nevada.
We pulled into the parking lot and the person that was next to us said that she had been on the chairlift and saw the avalanche happen and heard all the screams.
One skier was killed. Another was seriously injured. Some good weather news. Australia is doing better thanks to rainstorms that are helping douse the dangerous wildfires. Animal groups are now trying to rescue wildlife on Kangaroo Island. Officials say half of the island has burned. So far, more than 15 million acres and 2,000 homes have been destroyed in Australia. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case in which Electoral College members seek the right to vote for a presidential candidate who didn't win the popular vote in their state. The High Court will hear two similar cases brought by electors in Colorado and Washington. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton won the popular vote in those two states in 2016, but some electors refused to vote for her. The plaintiffs said the laws in those states requiring electors to vote along with popular votes are unconstitutional. In 2016, 10 electors voted against their state's pledged candidate. 3 were invalidated and replaced with electors who complied, and the other 7 were officially recorded. As a result, Clinton lost 5 electoral votes. The decision generated concern among state officials and advocates who fear it gives individual electors all the power and voters none of it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The world's biggest food company says it will have to spend big to create a market for recycled plastics. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Swiss giant Nestle saying it's going to spend around $1.6 billion to buy 2 million metric tons of recycled plastic over the next 5 years. Nestle says it will pay above the market rate in order to alleviate a shortage of used plastic suitable for food packaging. Many plastic items that get recycled don't end up being used for anything. The aim, though, in this case is to lure new suppliers into the recycling business. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
NASA is unveiling the next generation lunar rover that will scout the moon for signs of water before humans return in the Artemis program in 2024. USA's Tim Berg reports.
13 men and women celebrated their completion of NASA's Artemis astronaut training program, and Kayla Barron says,
"We're all pretty excited about the moon right now. The Artemis program has really reinvigorated the NASA team about doing new things, and we're really using our imaginations to understand what a sustainable presence on the moon looks like."
NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says the future is bright for space exploration.
2020 will mark the return of human spaceflight launches with American astronauts on American rockets from American soil.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.